The first reading today, we hear St. Peter exhorting the presbyters and calling himself a fellow presbyter, witness to the sufferings of Christ, partaker also the glory that is to be revealed in time to come. So we need to be clear about what he's talking about. The way presbyter is, well, the word presbyter actually means an elder, but it is actually the root of our English word priest. And so the Greek word for priest is hieros, and the Latin word for priest is sacerdos. And so you say, well, where do we get the word priest in English then? Because it's not anything like either of those. It comes from presbyteros, the Greek word for an elder. So he's speaking as a priest and speaking to the priests, which is interesting because he doesn't call himself a bishop, which obviously he was, and the bishop among bishops. And he doesn't even call himself an apostle. He is simply referring to those who are called to the shepherding task and calls himself a presbyter. And so he lowers himself in this sense. It's what he is, just as we can say every priest is a deacon. You have to be a deacon before you can be ordained a priest, so every priest is indeed a deacon. And yet at the same time, we wouldn't usually call him by that title. Well, so St. Peter is the Pope. He is a bishop. He is an apostle. And yet he doesn't even refer to himself in those ways, but rather as the lesser, as the presbyter. And what is important is not only that he's pointing out to the priests that they are to tend the flock of God, not under constraint, but willingly, in other words, to do it out of love for the people of God, and to do it out of love for the Lord. It's easy, as we all know, to forget the dignity that God has called a person to. For those of you who are parents, you remember the awe, the absolute awe, when that first child is born. And then we tend to forget as we go along, especially if there are a number of children. And then when they become teenagers, well, there's a different kind of awe that happens. But we tend to lose the remembrance of that awe that we had toward this child, toward the gift that God has given, the call that he has given. And so, too, it is easy for a priest when they are around the mysteries of God every day. It's easy to get sloppy. It's easy to forget the dignity that is yours. Some priests, unfortunately, kind of go the other way, not only forgetting the dignity on the one hand, but overdoing it on the other, and it becomes a matter of entitlement and somehow or another that I'm better than you are or something like that, when in fact, St. Paul makes very clear that we have to be the lowest, not the highest, the lowest. If we're going to be the shepherd, we're the one who serves the others. Just as I keep pointing out to parents, your task is one of shepherding. You serve your children. You become a slave the minute that child is born, and even before that for the moms. But it's done out of love. It's done for the good of the people entrusted to your care. So the call that God has given you is so elevated and so profound. And yet what he's asking is that you would humble yourself, not thinking yourself better than someone else, but rather making yourself the servant. It's exactly what God is calling priests to do. Yes, the call he has given to them is unimaginable, quite honestly. When you think of what happens when a priest is ordained, there is an ontological change that happens, which means a change in his very being, so that he literally stands in the person of Jesus Christ, which is why he doesn't say, this is the body of Jesus that was given up for you. He says, this is my body. He doesn't say, Jesus absolves you of your sins. He said, I absolve you from your sins, because it's the Lord in his divinity working through the humanity of the priest, just as his divinity worked through his humanity 2,000 years ago. Now he works through the priest that way. So the exalted nature of this vocation is literally beyond human comprehension. which is why St. John Vianney said if people understood who the priest was, they would die. They would die of love. If that's true of the people of God, what about the priests of God? If they had a clue what it was that they were called to, who it is that they are, because they are to be conformed to Jesus Christ. They are in the person of Jesus Christ, literally in persona Christi. And how easily they forget. How easy it is just to take things for granted, and to lose respect, to lose the reverence for what it is to which we are called. And that's why St. Peter reminds them of the suffering of Christ. That's what we have to be about in this life, to be witnesses to the suffering of Christ, to be witnesses to the death and resurrection of our blessed Lord. The old saying is that the life of a priest is a life of sacrifice. It is offering the sacrifice of Jesus, but it is to live that sacrifice. To offer oneself is what he is supposed to be doing to the Lord for the people of God. And that is to be done out of love for the people of God, for the souls entrusted to his care. When we look at all the things that I've mentioned, and then we listen to the words of Satan when he said about St. John Vianney, if there were three Viennes in the world at one time, I would be done. And that in 2,000 years, we have not been able to put three Viennes on the face of the earth at the same time. That's really, really pathetic. I mean, really pathetic. And yet it just reminds us what I was mentioning, how easy it is to forget what it is that we're called to be, who it is that we are called to be. And so just as we can look at parents and constantly be reminded of the dignity of your office and the great gift that God has given to you and how much awe and reverence you need to have, we need to say the same about a priest. He needs to recognize who he is, and he needs to recognize why he was called. And he needs to remember, as St. Paul reminds us, or St. Peter rather, in this reading, that we're going to stand before the just judge. We're going to stand before the shepherd, and we're going to have to answer for our shepherding task. St. Augustine, St. Augustine talked about it, was the Lord through the prophet Ezekiel, who said, the shepherds are shepherding themselves. Shouldn't they be shepherding the sheep, not themselves? That's where the trouble comes. If we're looking out for ourselves rather than for the people of God, we're all in trouble. Where is it going to lead? It's going to lead to selfishness. Where else could it lead? If the shepherd is looking at himself instead of at the sheep, that's pretty bad. We have to leave the sheep to Jesus, not to the shepherd. Well, to the shepherd, yes, not to the human shepherd. It's not about the priest, it's about the Lord. The priest needs to remember that, and he needs to have his focus on the Lord, which is why the priest needs to have a profound prayer life, which most of them do not. But only when they are in union with Jesus can they lead the people to him. Only when they are in love with Jesus can they lead the people to love Jesus. That's why we need to pray our priests, so that they can keep their focus where it belongs, so that they can lead the people of God to keep their focus where it belongs. If the shepherd has to walk in front of the sheep, then you need somebody who's striving to be a saint. Because if you're striving to find him to follow somebody who is walking out into the desert, it's not going to be too good for the sheep. No food, no water, nothing. So that's when we're all in this together. But each one of us has a proper task. And over the last 60 years, we have seen the laicization of the priests and the clericalization of the people of God. And we've got it all upside down. We've got it all backwards. It's time that we get things back where they belong. It has to start with recognizing the dignity of the vocation to which we have been called and being able to live that in a proper way, to be a witness to the suffering of Jesus Christ, to be a witness is to be a martyr. It's to live the suffering of Jesus Christ. That's what it's supposed to be about. Not living high off the hog, not the easy life, to participate in the suffering of the Lord. That's what priests are supposed to be about, to be united with Jesus in his suffering in order to be united with him in his resurrection. And if he's living that, that's where he's going to lead the people of God, which is exactly where they need to be, united with Jesus on his cross, to be united with him in his resurrection, and ultimately in his glorification.